Hello and welcome to another thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray as we come to God's word. Gracious Heavenly Father, we pray again that you will light up our minds with your Spirit's light so that when we are looking at your word, we have that light behind us, as it were, that we may read it and understand it, see in it the truth that you want to bring alive in our hearts and minds this morning. And we ask that you do this for the glory of Jesus. In the name of the Saviour we pray. Amen. So we're coming to the end of Philemon, this very short but meaningful letter, full of glorious revelation about the character and nature of believers in Christ, both those who lead and those who follow. And today we're looking at verses 20 and 21. I do wish, brother, says Paul, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I ask. Well, what kind of things refresh your heart? Make your life that bit lighter? Put a skip in your step, make you smile, lift your mind, even though you may have all kinds of worries and concerns and burdens to bear? What is it that will actually begin to bring that refreshment and renewal to your soul? Well, Paul tells us that one of the things that will make him to lift up his heart is if he has a response from Philemon, this church leader, this master of a slave to whom he writes, in the positive concerning Paul's request to him to deal with Onesimus, his slave who had run away from him, in a way that befits a Christian welcoming a Christian brother. Onesimus was now a believer. And Paul is saying to Philemon, you should actually accept him back, not as he went from you, not as he deserted you, but as a brother in Christ, as a fellow believer in Jesus. And Paul is literally opening his heart to Philemon. This is in no sense kind of emotional blackmail. Paul isn't twisting Philemon's arm. He's actually appealing to him from his very heart. And what he's saying is that as an apostle, as a leader, as a church planter, as maybe even the source of Philemon's own salvation, because he says Philemon owes him his very self. And what are we to make of that? But that Philemon was converted under Paul's ministry. And Paul says these things not in order to compel him to obey, but to persuade him to obey. And this is the note that we've been seeing all the way through this letter. You see, verse 14, he says, I do not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favour you do would not seem forced, but would be voluntary. So we can look in our own lives and we can see sometimes the way that what other Christians have done for us and to us have blessed us, how somehow they've gone beyond the call of duty and they've actually done for us that which we didn't even really ask for, but they did it because of their devotion to the Lord and their love for us. And it kind of lights up your sky, doesn't it? It just brings a delight, a refreshment to your heart. And brothers and sisters in Christ, this is how we're supposed to be to one another. And my challenge to myself and to you this morning is, are you like that with other Christians? Do you bring them refreshment? Do you delight them? Do you actually bring to them a joy in their living experience and fellowship with you that actually does something in their lives, almost like the dawn, the sun rising in the sky? Surprise people with your love for them. Do something that they didn't ask for. Go beyond what they asked for and do more than they asked for. Why? Well, because of this love of Christ, which is abroad in our hearts, which makes it such a delight to invest ourselves to serve those who are his. And in doing so, we serve him. And yes, Paul uses the word obey, but remember that he's not giving this in the tone of command. He's actually appealing. And that is obedience, that's true, but it's obedience that comes from a full heart, a heart filled with the gratitude to God for all that we are in Christ, and spills over. And you get this sense of this overflow. You know, Jesus said he came to give us life and give it more abundantly, life to the full. How is that fullness expressed? It floods out to others. There's so much blessing poured out within us. And it's almost like there's not enough room for it all. And so it's got to flood over the top of the cup, and it overflows in how we treat our brothers and sisters in Christ and what we are in the world, what the world sees in us. So in your rejoicing in the Lord today, let that be seen in the way that you deal with your brothers and sisters, other believers in Christ. And let that be a joy to you as well as a joy to them. Let's pray. Now, gracious Lord, we come to a Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who delights to give more than they ask for, abundantly more, exceedingly more than we ask or we even think when we pray to you. You are not a miserly God who only gives what is required. You give over and above. And we pray that that may be the generosity of our own hearts this day and ongoing, that we may give over and above, beyond what we are asked, more than is actually required, so that the saints will be blessing your name, that there may be benefit received in the hearts of those who believe and who love you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.